So off season was great. Spent a lot of time, you know, trying to figure out being a pops, you know, working out, getting ready. Obviously, you know, ending the season how we did and knowing we had a lot of guys coming back. I think everybody's eager to get back into camp and get things rolling.
Just looking at some of the moves that the changes that were made to the roster this offseason, Marcus and Chris losing, and some of the recent additions, what is your just overall kind of assessment of the changes and the group that you guys have in camp?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you lose guys like that out of your clubhouse, it's tough. Guys that you've developed relationships with over the last 4 years. You know, guys that are big impact guys, not only on the field, but in the clubhouse, it's tough. You know, but I think we've done a great job of bringing in some guys from other teams, other free agents that will really help us out this year. And I think we're all excited to get things going.
Shayna?
Hey, Chad, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. How nice is it to have Matt Chapman back? And have you been able to see him do any work on the field? And what are your impressions about how he's looked just in the first few days?
Yeah, he looks great. You know, physically, it looks like he's ready to go. It looks like he's to go play tomorrow from what I've seen, swinging and fielding grounders. And anytime you get a guy of his caliber back, get back in the lineup, it's going to help our team. So I think everybody's excited to have a healthy Matt Chapman and look forward to seeing what he does this year for us.
Manolo?
Yeah, hey, good morning, Todo Terreno. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Yeah, Shadwell, we all know that you play all over the place and you have done that for a number of years and done well, of course. But playing one single position is important for you now that you know that Elias Taylor's not there and you might get a shot at second base.
Yeah, I mean, we'd love to, you know, nestle in and get, you know, a ton of at-bats at one spot. I mean, even if it's moving around, I think just getting at-bats, I like moving around the diamond. I don't mind it. But, you know, just to be able to get more at-bats would be great. And that's something I'll have to prove and earn, you know, through spring and then through the beginning of the season. You know, there's going to be opportunities for that to happen. And I got to take care of business.
Yeah. And you touched on something very important there. You know, could you talk a little bit about what it means to you to be a dad and how you're taking that experience?
It's been fantastic. You know, missing the first month and a half, you know, being, you know, at the quarantine bubble for playoffs, it was tough. But I don't think I realized how tough it actually was because I was just there for 3 or 4 days with him and didn't get to build that, you know, the bond that we had this offseason. And, you know, getting that and being able to see my wife with our son, it was a special offseason for sure. It was awesome.
Matt?
Looking at just kind of some of the different protocols that you guys have coming into this spring, a little bit of the additions with like the new contact tracing devices that are going to be worn and everything like that. Yeah. Does this feel like it's going to be different maybe from last season or last summer camp when you guys got together? Are there any changes that you're expecting? Does it feel any weirder or is it kind of more of the same?
I think we know kind of what we're getting into a little bit more than we did last time. I think we know how diligent we have to be, especially with the virus here in Arizona. I think the protocols, not that they're any more strict than they were last year, they're just on paper, you know, as far as how much we have to wear a mask around the field, in the clubhouse, in the weight room. And that's just going to be on us and as players to really kind of police ourselves and make sure that we're doing the right thing so that we can get through this in a safe way.
Vince?
Sorry, just real quick follow-up. Do you have any particular thoughts on the devices, the contact tracing devices? Is that going to be a big change at all?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it'll be an adjustment as far as, you know, wearing them during the games. I think we're going to have to do that. I'm not 100% sure on that. But, you know, anytime you're wearing something different out on a field, it might feel a little different. So we're just going to have to make an adustment. You know, I know other major sports leagues have done it. So we're just going to have to adjust with it.
Vince.
Good morning, Chi.
Good morning.
All you have to do is blink and then your son will be beating you at golf and he'll try to take your job. Like
he can do that now.
How do you look back on well, it probably was somewhat of an inconsistent year for you offensively a year ago, but then more importantly, what helped you show the things that you're capable of when you got to the postseason? Because you had a solid postseason for the A's, and how much did that help your motivation and your preparation mentally as you were working during the offseason to get ready for 21?
Yeah, I mean, I think last year, like you said, it was very inconsistent. You know, I was injured for that time, and then I had to leave, you know, for CJ being born, and that extended past the normal 3 days for circumstances. And it was a different year, and it was that way for everybody, really. And then I think once I got into the postseason, I just played, you know, and was kind of free of any stress and just went with it. And going into the off season, having that success, it definitely made me, you know, hungry in a sense that, you know, I want to be out there. I want, not that I didn't before, but it pushes you a little bit more. You know, you want to get back into that moment. You want to get back into the playoffs, and you want to play a big part in those times.
And then just one quick follow-up. Have you been told anything about the number of gloves you got to take to the field every day in terms of we take reps in the outfield, or you can just stay on the infield? At this point, yeah. Do you know much of those details?
Yeah, I haven't been told much. I've got all my gloves, and I'll do exactly what I've done the past few spring trainings. In my mind, I'll just get my work in the infield. If I'm scheduled to play in the outfield that day, I'll do my outfield drills and, you know, just be diligent and be smart about my work, get through spring, and, you know, we'll see where everything is once opening day happens.
Alex?
Hey, Chad. Kind of going back to the dad stuff, newborn baby stuff. I know that there are like a lot of young dads on the A's, and I was curious if you've like leaned on anyone. I think Simeon has young kids and Canna has young kids. Have you like leaned on any of those guys as far as like balancing like work life, kid?
Yeah, definitely. Marcus, I talked to Marcus quite a bit this offseason. You know, half the time, not even baseball related stuff. It's about, you know, being a dad and how you balance those things and make sure you're getting the right sleep and getting the right recovery for your workouts, and all while balancing, you know, your first priority, which is being a dad. And, you know, obviously Marcus, you know, has three now, but, you know, the past couple of years he's had two, and I've never seen Marcus skip a beat. And I think that's why I text him like, that guy, you know, has it figured out in the energy department. He has a motor like no other. So I definitely texted him a few times just to get his take on a lot of things as being a father, especially going into a season, your first off season being a dad. And his knowledge definitely, his insight helped me out quite a bit.
Matt?
From a baseball perspective and clubhouse perspective, what's the impact of losing a guy like Marcus? And then also just what are your thoughts on adding Elvis Andrus as a guy that you guys know well?
Yeah, I mean, I think we touched on it a little earlier. You know, losing a guy like Marcus is definitely a blow to a clubhouse, and I'd be lying to say otherwise. It's a guy every single person in our clubhouse, pitcher, position player, staff, honestly, you know, really, really looked up to and respected. Guy just went about his business every single day as a true professional, you know, worked his tail off, you know, and then showed up and played, you know, if you let him, that guy's playing 162 every year. And, you know, that guy is a guy that wants to be out on the field and somebody that you want to be out there with. So definitely it's a tough loss, but we have a lot of great players in our clubhouse that we're going to have to pull on and pull from to pick up that slack. And then the second part of your question, you know, anytime you're adding a guy like Elvis, that is helping your ball club. You know, his experience, not only as, you know, 12 plus years, whatever it is in the big leagues, but postseason experience, being in a World Series, being as a high caliber player as he is, with that experience, just to be able to take knowledge from him and see how he goes about his business, and just get to see him do his thing at short. You know, he's a great player, and I know we're all excited to have him.
Is there anything in particular that you focused on working on this offseason from a game perspective?
From the baseball perspective, it was pretty much the same as far as my hitting and then, you know, the skilled stuff as far as being in the field. But the biggest focus was on my body and making sure that I was in a good position to, you know, just be healthy and, you know, get through a season and make sure I'm doing the right things physically and put myself in a position to be available. And you know, anytime you're on the DL, and it's been a couple of times with the hamstring, it's pretty frustrating. So I just, the real focus for me was making sure that my body's in a good place going into spring, and just making sure that I'm ready to go.
All right. Thank you, Chad.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Good.